He shoots, he scores, but it's not FIFA President Sepp Blatter who looks to win this one. On Monday, it became clear that the FBI is investigating Blatter's role in a $100 million bribery scandal. 27 people, including FIFA officials and marketing executives, have been charged with corruption, bribery, and racketeering, but Blatter believes he can escape prosecution and has denied any wrongdoing. Andrew Jennings says these are the latter days of Blatter. Jennings is an investigative journalist for the BBC. He's author of Omerta, Sepp Blatter's FIFA Organized Crime Family. His latest investigation aired last night on the BBC One's Panorama News program. Andrew Jennings, welcome back to the show.
Hello there.
So what do we learn now, and are these indeed the final days for Blatter as he run out of time here?
Well, I think he did several years ago. The different, what I want to stress is that sports reporters have been given the job of covering this. I know nothing about sport. Send me to the game and I'd probably file the wrong score. I'm a crime investigator and this is an organized crime story.
The Blatter denial has been shot to pieces by a particular letter from a former FIFA president. Explain how that bears on this case and how explosive it is.
Well, this letter was a part of a request for help from the American authorities to the Swiss authorities. It was a long, detailed account. It gave all the names and all the bank accounts. And it just happened that the FIFA letter involving Blatter was mentioned in that. Of course, we jumped on it. We realized this was where it was really at.
And FIFA has always believed that you were out to get them. Have they ever actually come after you with lawsuits, death threats, that sort of thing? Death threats is an exaggeration, of course, but you know what I mean.
Well, no, they wouldn't dare, you see, because they make a lot of noise. They yap, 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 yap. Indeed, I'm the only reporter in the world that's been banned since 2003. But you must admit, because they're an organized crime group, they don't reach out, they reach in. They build the walls around them and they go on stealing. And their job has been to prise that wall open. And I think we're getting somewhere.
Some of your press people won't always let me in.
But I will take care.
Are you a fit and proper person to control world football?
How difficult is it to deal with them when, as we can hear right there, they're really preventing you from even being a part of the press corps?
One has to be patient. The FBI raided last Thursday, or Swiss on their say-so. They've arrested some people. It's probably next year before there's another story, so we might as well pack our tents up and enjoy Christmas. But the hacks will go on. Well, you know, something you never heard of says something you don't care about, and that's a story. And that's because they have to fill the space within the ads. I'm more fortunate in that I take my time. That FIFA documentary took 6 months to make. We just wait and we see. But look at FIFA quickly, because it'll be gone in the flash of an eye.
And even when reporters try to ask questions for you to get around FIFA's reluctance to talk to you directly, they won't have it.
Andy, see if you can get in the question about the bribe that was wrongly addressed.
Mr. Lindsay, a one million franc bribe. Is it not correct that Mr. Okay. Blatter and now we asked go to that be moved to the...
We know exactly what kind of program it is. We know exactly who is behind that. But we do not accept that you stand up, that you have...
I'm standing up here on behalf of Andrew Jennings.
Non-respect. If you do not stop now, then we call the security and we put you out.
I couldn't stop laughing. The thought of these people getting organized security to throw a reporter out was just too funny.
Andrew Jennings, do you think Sepp Blatter is facing hard time, or at least the possibility of hard time in court?
When they've dealt with him, he won't be coming out for a long time, because he's an unscrupulous, undeniably criminal organizer there. And the fact they keep treating him with respect is, well, it's a sick joke.
Finally, you admittedly say you know nothing about football, but do you think all of this is going to affect the game itself going forward? Not that you'd be able to tell, I suppose.
Well, I think the game can only get better. Things have changed now. They're going to go on changing, and football can only benefit.
He's a legend. Not even a recent stroke can stop him. Andrew Jennings is investigative journalist specializing in corruption in FIFA. He's the author of Omerta, Sepp Blatter's FIFA Organized Crime Family. Have a great holiday, Andrew.
Thanks, mate.